It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
Yo, police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
Furniture for your house may be an ice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million...
If I had $1 million...
Well, I'd buy you a K-car...
A nice, reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
I think if I had $1 million right now, right this moment, I'd probably order up an Uber and go get Brian. The late Brian Springberg is not here yet, but I'm assured he is on his way. I guess he left 5 minutes ago. And Havasu's kind of like Bullhead in that respect. When somebody says, hey, how long does it take to get, you know, there? If you're downtown, it's maybe 5-10 minutes. So I expect Brian to roll in any time. Of course, the U of A Wildcats don't play till tomorrow. So I know he's not distracted by that game. But they play Long Island University. Of course, U of A is a number one seed, one of four, in the March Madness tournament, also known as the NCAA men's college basketball finals. There you go. All right, broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Find City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. You could tell I was ready to go, right? I'm like shuffling through papers. Where the heck's Brian? And well, we do have an artist to owe the day, because when Brian's late, we get to pick, and it's. I'm not going to say who it is, but I can't remember why it is. I think it has to do with today is the anniversary of his death or his anniversary of his birth or his birthday. So I'm not sure. But I'm told by Marissa June to push the rodeo tickets. So that's what we're going to do. We have, right? Havasu Stampede tickets. Oh, she wrote me a note and I didn't see it because I don't look. I'm like that subject line reader. And when you send someone an email, put it in the subject line. Make sure it's important or I don't read it. Yesterday, that's it, March 18th. Boy, you should try reading this handwriting. You think your doctor's is tough? 2017, Chuck Berry passes away. Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize he was that old. 90 years old. Chuck Berry lived to be 90. So not an easy, well, I wouldn't say... He didn't do easy living, let's put it that way. Anyway, it's Sound Advice with Brian Springberg coming up. And I guess Brian got delayed by one of his many fans. I should probably remind you about the Troop Box Convoy. We talked about this on the show last week. It's Saturday, March 28th in the London Bridge Plaza parking lot here in Havasu. Free to spectators. Free. That's right. You can go in, look at the cars. Sample the breakfast burritos 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's the 8th annual car and bike show and features entertainment, raffle prizes, 50-50, beverage garden, breakfast burritos, and lunch available for purchase. Now, if you don't know what a Troop Box Convoy is, what this is, the founder put together a program where they send troop boxes a care package to troops who are serving in harm's way all around the world. And they cost, this is not a cheap program to put together, not to mention what's in the box, but the cost of the postage to send the box, the flat rate postage on those boxes, is not cheap. Last year, they raised $30,000 to help with the postage and with the buying of the items. And they like beef jerky. The troops love beef jerky, and they love socks. So get out there and support them. Mike White and company, the American Legion Post Auxiliary Unit 81. They do a great job with this every year. Signature sponsors, of course, Anderson. You have the Boat Brokers and RV. You've got Women of Willpower, of course. You have Radio Central, and there's several other groups, including the American Legion. So bring Troop Box Convoy donations as well, and you can receive raffle tickets. You know what? You can drive, bring in, I think it's called Rung What You Brung or whatever, but the early entry donation right now is $40. So if you want to enter your ride, the entry donation on 3/28 or March 28th is $50. So you can save $10 by entering it right now. Give us a call here at the station. We can hook you up with that. I don't think there's a website, but we can let you know where to get that entry form here in Havasu, or possibly email it to you. So I think it might be on our Facebook page, too, on the KNTR Talk and KJJJ. So, all right, the 2026 Strong Men in Tough Times Men's Conference is this Saturday. It kind of snuck up on us. The host pastor is Herb Hosmer, of course, from Herb's Herbs, and breakfast is at 7:30. The ministry begins at 8:15. It's the power of your testimony. And again, this is a men's conference. It's Pastor Tim Giles, Pastor Jesse Cano, Pastor Art Navarro, and Pastor Ezekiel Castilwe, I believe is how you say that. And Pastor Tim is, of course, from Inspire the Church. And then you have Abundant Grace as Art Navarro. And this is at Inspire the Church. You know them as the Domes, 2700 Jamaica Boulevard here in Lake Havasu. And I'm not sure what the sign-up is on that, or I don't have a phone number or anything. So, Pastor Tim, if you're listening and you want to text over some information on how men can participate, or we have a promo that's on the radio as well. But Pastor Tim, I know you listen to the show, so if you hear this, and it doesn't say here how to participate or how to where to go. Where's the call to action, if you will? So and give me a call, or you can call on the air right now, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR, or you can text me at 928-727-5566. Well, we already have a text on the text line. Look at that. The rodeo guys are here. Oh, I see. They are here. You know what? That's a good option. But I was told by Robin that they were Brian was going to be here in 5 minutes. So I don't know, her version of 5 minutes and my version of 5 minutes are two different things. So there you go. She's a Diamondbacks fan, so we're on the same page there. Let's see. I could tell you about Havasu Silent Witness. I know a little bit about that. Support Havasu Silent Witness. If you see something, say something. Of course, remain anonymous. Support local law enforcement. And we give cash rewards. Now, as I explained to a lot of people at a lot of events that I'm at and my fellow board members are at, we don't just set a reward amount and say, hey, Chief Sterling, give us some money. No, we have to raise that money. The police department doesn't give the rewards. Havasu Silent Witness supports the police department and gives the rewards, like for the tagger, for example, when we had the spray painting downtown, and he's facing numerous charges, by the way. You can call 854-TIPS, 928-854-TIPS, or go to lhcaz.gov/police/havasu-silent-witness. Just go to lhcaz.gov. You'll see it displayed prominently for Silent Witness if you need to report something. I almost used it this morning, believe it or not. I almost got on there, but I didn't have time. Had a car that was parked in a no parking zone, and they do that a lot near my condo. And it's like, you know, nobody observes those signs. Maybe they should. So, I don't know. I hate to be the narc in the situation, but it wasn't bothering my car. But if it had been, man, I'd be on there in a second. So, yeah, Silent Witness takes tips from everyday citizens that could lead to the arrest of a wanted criminal. Silent Witness raises funds to pay rewards through contributions and donations from private citizens and local businesses. And I'll tell you what, if you see us out there at a First Friday event or at one of the upcoming events here in Havasu, we've got a set of tickets, four tickets, for August, I don't remember the date. It's when the Dodgers are in town on a Saturday. But we have four tickets to that Dodger game on a Saturday night that were donated by Radio Central for KNTR Sports. And there'll be some swag to go along with it, hopefully. But those tickets right now are about $85 each. And it's a $5 raffle ticket. So $5, I think it's one for five and five for 20 or something like that. So anyway, you know what? I just might take the Mr. Honeycutt and Mr. Edmonds up on that. I don't know yet. I'll have to, unless Brian's in there yakking with him trying to get into the mutton busting event. That's always a possibility too. I know one thing. I'm not supposed to be on here yakking. So that's kind of a rule. I know I'm a talk show host in that, but it's not about me, guys. It's about the guests and it's about the listeners. So if you want to call in, go ahead and call the office if you'd like rodeo tickets. It's for tomorrow night. I'll give you two, possibly four, to the Havasu Stampede. And actually, I won't give them to you. The capable Marissa June will give them to you. So that's how we're going to work that. Marissa June will answer the phone, and you can get rodeo tickets. I'm going to find out where Brian is and do a little sidestep in here. I don't know what you call that when you're trying to, like a cutting horse. I'm going to do some sidestepping. So let's go ahead and see what's happening with Brian Springberg, and I'll come back in a moment, trying to get my music on track here, and we will be back on Speak Out and talk to whoever we find that can. I know my other guest is here, so there you go. There it is. There's my artist of the day. All right. Back with more on Speak Out in a moment. 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. It's our, you know, the rodeo guys, they're the dysfunctional version of Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man. I call them the Honda Goldwing and the Ice Cream Man. So anyway, Jerry's going to smack me down for that one. All right, here's little Chuck Berry, who, again, died. He passed away at the age of 90 in 2017. Hard to believe it's been that long. All right. Are they here? Is Brian here? It's the boys. Holy cow. Which one's the ice cream man? You guys have a seat and let me go to break. I don't know where Brian is. I guess he disappeared. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. It's about rodeo talk. And you know what? It's an interesting conversation this time because of the heat. You guys are going to have 106 tomorrow. Do you know that? Yeah. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We got to give Bob a microphone because he has a better voice than I do. Go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up. Just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another roll over Beethoven. Dig these rhythm and blues. Cadillac looking like it's setting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, it just occurred to me, I got to switch to country, don't I? But you got to play, you got to play the artist of the day, right? And, well, Marissa picks them when Brian's late. Brian usually picks an artist, but because it's sound advice with Brian Springberg, and Brian, I guess, stood me up. I don't know.
Well, what kind of finances you want to talk about? I'm a professional at finances.
I bet you are.
We have investment opportunities.
Yeah.
Livestock.
Yeah. You know, when my financial guy moves money, he moves it from one account to another. You move it from right in front of you to the middle of the pot, right? Yeah. Like
from
a poker game.
One bullpen to the next bullpen.
That's funny. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by, of course, Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. By Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet, and Bradley Ford. Also by TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzy's Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and by A&B Propane. That's something rodeo guys use, huh?
Yeah, lots of propane.
All right, abpropaneaz.com. And, of course, it's our dysfunctional version of Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man. Or I call him Honda Goldwing and the Ice Cream Man. I'm not sure which one's which, though.
Oh, I like ice cream.
Who drives the Honda Goldwing?
I don't know about you. I'm going to – hey, we'll get even.
I used to ride all 20 years. I rode for a long time – a motorcycle.
Right.
But it was –
yeah, I've never seen you on a horse.
Oh, I had a horse when I was a kid. I rode Gymkhana and everything, man.
Really?
Yeah. Gymkhana.
Gymkhana.
Yeah.
You look like you'd get bucked off.
Yeah, I did once. I was in the rescue event. Yeah, I did poles and rescue and I think barrels, too. Yeah. Boys can run barrels in Gymkhana. Yeah. That's I know a little bit about rodeo. Come on, man.
Okay, you do.
All right. So tell everybody that doesn't know about Honeycutt Promotions or Honeycutt Rodeos.
Well, we're fired up to be here. A lot of people know the inception of this is it was COVID, and you guys, Dub, and everybody, and the Friends of the Fair just opened up their arms, and said, "Hey, we're not shut down. Come have a rodeo in Lake Havasu City." So we brought a PRCA, a professional rodeo, to town, and it's just growing bigger and bigger every year, and it's one of our favorite rodeos to come to and do now. It's been great. We're excited about it, and cowboys are coming out of the cracks everywhere. We've made it bigger and better, and anyway, it's rocking and rolling, Paulie. Wait, really doing good.
You know my interview style, right? I take a next question out of your answer.
Oh, really?
What do you mean cowboys are coming out of the woodwork everywhere? Well, what does that mean? Because Bob looked like, what is he talking about?
Well, they're coming to compete here in all the events, the bronc riding, bareback bull riding, you know, all the timed events and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just become a popular place for them. And we've got record number entries this year. But I will have to back up a little. I did talk to a couple bronc riders that were coming, and they're going to spend all weekend here, but they like to go down to the lake and see all the pretty girls bikinis because spring break and stuff.
How did that work out?
I didn't even cross my mind that they come, but, you know, young cowboys.
That's because we're
old. I know. 23-year-old cowboys are coming to the lake.
I looked in the paper and I went, whoa. Oh, wait a minute, Paul. She could be your granddaughter. Well, maybe not that old. I do have grandsons, but not, you know. I'm not that old.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know, 62 this next birthday.
Yeah, you are older than me. I forgot.
Am I?
Yeah.
But you got the gray beard.
I know, and you're black-headed still. I don't know how you do it.
It's called Paul Mitchell. I use a hair conditioner.
Really?
And it turns your hair. Yeah, it keeps the
gray away.
It kind of does, I noticed. Yeah, I've been using it since 1989.
Paul Mitchell.
Push the tickets. Look at that. She's on it.
Okay.
She's on it. Push the tickets. Call in for tickets, folks. How many do we have, Marissa? There we go. I think we have about at least six. 10? How could we have 10?
I don't know.
Did you guys drop off 100?
That's dipping into Bob and I's pocketbook.
We only have tomorrow night, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So tickets for tomorrow night, call 928-855-9336, 928-855-9336. Where do you guys operate out of, Bob?
So Jerry's in Alamosa, Colorado, and then spends a lot of time in Buckeye, Arizona, kind of the winter months. I live in just outside Greeley, Colorado, and then come down in January as well and enjoy the Arizona. And
I've tried to talk Steve, and, you know, when he says I'm going to retire,
right?
You need to move to Greeley, Colorado, because everybody will know your name.
Steve Greeley. Yeah, exactly right. Town named after you.
Yes, but, it, man.
And then, you know, when we come here, probably we've spent about a week and a half getting ready for this rodeo here in Lake Havasu, and it's amazing how the community has rolled out the red carpet for us and the sponsors that jump on board and help us. Our title sponsor, Johnny's Auction, really has stepped up again, and it's just neat to see how this event has brought the community together, and that's why we did it. You know, like Jerry said, kind of born out of COVID, needed a place to go. Now we're in our sixth year record number of turnouts, and it looks record number of rodeo athletes coming in, and it looks like it's going to be a good weekend. Be a little warm, but the nights are beautiful.
Those guys really are athletes.
They are.
I used to shoot when I worked for Chelsea Street. We would shoot behind the scenes, the shoots at PBR.
Mm-hmm.
And those Brazilian guys, Australian guys,
yep.
Man, they're all, and I felt tall.
Yeah.
Man, but they're athletes.
And what's neat now is rodeo is really getting on the national stage. I don't know if you saw, but last week, you know, America's celebrating 250 years of freedom. We kind of have a little deal in our opening ceremony that we'll celebrate that. But all of last year's world champions in the PRCA were at the White House last week. So,
really?
Yeah, that, you know, he brought Trump brought everybody there to congratulate them on their world championships. So rodeo is kind of gaining popularity, and I think a lot of it has to do with that. The way we start, prayer, national anthem's priority.
Absolutely. It's that Christian, traditional, conservative, you know, people are finally figuring out, you know, maybe that way didn't work the way we were doing it or the way we were shown. Maybe we should get back to that.
Right. I mean, and that's our beliefs, but we don't try to put that on anybody else, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know when in our country's history it became political to be patriotic.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's the bottom line to it. I mean, we're patriotic. We love our country. There's nowhere else that we can do this.
I got a bunch of listeners that would agree with you on that.
Good deal.
Let me tell you. Absolutely. Tell us about the events at the Havasu Stampede this year.
So
I keep wanting to call it the Laughlin Stampede.
hard to get out of old ways.
It is. Yes, I've did so many of those, you know. No, the Havasu Stampede.
Yep. So we've got all the standard PRCA events: bareback riding, steer wrestling, tie down roping, saddle bronc riding, team roping, barrel racing, bull riding, mutton busting's in there. I think we've got a few spots left. Mutton bust entry is going to close today, so if you want a kid in the mutton busting, better hurry with that.
Does he play a cassette tape at night or something and memorize all that like over and over and over and over? Because that was fast.
He is amazing to me. I'm telling you, him and I work good together because he comes in knowing that he's going to have to fill in for my mess ups, and I come in knowing that he can do it. So
that's awesome.
We work good together.
I've been studying for 15 years.
We actually have a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey, Paul and guests. It's Wayne. How you guys doing?
Good. This is Jerry and Bob. We're Bob and Jerry, not to be confused with Tom and Jerry.
Excuse me. I just wanted to say real quick that we go every year. We'll be there all 3 days this year. We're looking forward to it. And you guys put out a good program there, and it's a lot of fun. We can't wait.
Perfect. Well, that means a lot. In fact, that's pretty cool. I don't have to give you any free tickets then.
No.
That's Wayne from Neat Pool and Supply.
Awesome. Well, thank you. That means a lot. We appreciate
it. Yeah, we have a real good time there. We're rodeo fans. We'll be going up to Cheyenne to catch the rodeo up there this summer, too. But you guys do a great job, and we're looking forward to it.
Well,
you know, thanks again.
Hey, before you hang up, Wayne, I would think that a hot tub and a rodeo outfit would be a really good combination there.
Yeah.
You guys got a lot of sore bones and stuff.
Well, I'm looking for a hot tub, but the freight now to get it to Colorado, that'd be crazy.
What do you need to freight it for? You've got horse trailers, man. You can put anything in those.
Well, but they're full of horses. Wayne, you and me may have to talk, though.
All right. Hey, we could figure something out. Maybe when it's 115, I'll run it up there for you.
Okay. Well, it ain't that hot in Alamosa, but it's kind of warm there, too. But anyway.
Alamosa.
No, I mean, when it's 115 here, then I can get out of here.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good free freight. Man, I'm liking this.
See? The power of radio.
This Wayne guy is a good guy now. He don't get free tickets because he's already bought his, and he's going to deliver me a hot tub. I like this.
All right. Appreciate it, Wayne.
Oh, you guys have a great one. Okay, see you this weekend.
Be more like Wayne. That's what we say.
There you go.
So Wayne found out that this is the Speak Out kitchen with no sink. Right?
Right.
So he bought us a toy sink right there.
Oh.
So now I go back and forth. Well, I don't know if I want to call it the toy sink or not. But anyway, that's his contribution to Speak Out. I think I'm going to take a short break, and I got to go in with what Jerry calls the national anthem of rodeo. Right?
Right.
That's its own national anthem?
Yeah. You think you can find that on all this fancy equipment you got?
Yeah, I have it right here. I just have to back it up a little. There we go.
That's my favorite song.
Is it now? That one right there?
That one there.
Right on cue, huh? All right. We're going to come back with more in a moment. We've got Jerry Honeycutt and, of course, Bob Edmonds from Honeycutt Rodeos and the Havasu Stampede. Whew. I almost said that L word out again. I used to live there, too, you know?
Yeah.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Give us a call. Be more like Wayne. Make this talk radio, not just listen radio. 928-854-5687. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I can't believe a guy from Greeley, Colorado has never heard Get Out of Denver by Bob Seger.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a good song.
It is a common theme when you travel on I-25 and I-70.
It's about being chased out of Denver because you're a hippie.
Well, now you got to be a hippie to live in Denver.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
Yeah.
Or Boulder. Unless they had that gang down there in, was it Aurora? They had an apartment building or something? Just go in and take over an apartment building.
Yep.
Crazy.
Somalians or whatever,
We don't get too political here, but, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. So, Speak Out brought to you in part by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center in Bullhead City, of course, by Springberg Wealth Management, also the chair, Laughlin Ranch, by Mojave College, SamsGuns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And don't forget to shop local because small business, it's kind of a big deal, and you guys aren't really a small business, but you're a business for sure.
Sure.
Started by, of course, the matriarch, right, Virginia?
Well, it even goes back further than that.
Really?
Her mom is Alice Osbaugh. That's kind of where our deal got started. My grandpa, Walt and Alice Osbaugh, my grandma and grandpa.
Wow.
Yeah, in the early 40s, late 30s, early 40s, they started their rodeo company, and so, yeah, you know, it's... I don't know if it's something to brag about, but it's pretty neat that the heritage in a family has been handed down now, and my boys will be in their fourth generation, and we've actually got the fifth generation, you know, that comes and helps us with our rodeo. So five generations of family from one business. It's pretty cool. Pretty exciting.
Who do you think would play you on the TV show? Would it be Kevin Costner?
Yeah, right. They're not going to play me, but anyway.
No?
Sam Elliott?
Yeah,
he's about that age.
Like in Landman?
Yeah.
Great show, by the way. All right, so my big concern, I'm sorry, it is for the crowd with the temperatures the way they are.
Sure.
But the nice part is it's like, with the spring training games down in Phoenix, they moved them to night. And the reason is because it cools off so fast. You know, it could be 106, but then by 7 o'clock at night, it's probably going to be under 80.
Yeah.
So, but what about the animals during the day in that? What precautions do you guys take?
Well, I've been watering them down the water truck a little bit. But it's hot early, but 100 degrees, 105, it's not that hot. And I know everybody's freaking out about it because it's so early, but
they don't know that.
Right. And we've been working out and we do a little work in the morning and some after the sun goes down, but we've been working all day. You should see what's going on out there now. We're hanging scoreboards and the sound system's going up and they're decorating, hanging flags. And anyway,
I got flags. I got a flag for you guys at my desk.
Well,
it's a Flying X saloon flag.
Perfect. Right. We were told to get that. So
See?
Yeah.
You almost forgot, didn't you?
I did.
No. So anyway, it's not it's a little hard on we got the sheep for the mutton busting, but we got them under shade and stuff, but I've been watering the bulls and horses down a little bit with the side spray on Dub's water truck, and anyway, that big of a deal.
That could be a metaphor for him too. I've been watering the bulls,
right? But that's one of
like when you just talk in general. Well, you're watering the bulls.
Well, and that's one of them deals. You can't just let anybody in your water truck because you know there's some horses don't like it. Oh, some really? Bulls that don't like it. Really? Well, you got to kind of let them get to the other side of the pen. Then you can spray down, and most of them will come just stand right under it.
Is there always that one stock that you're like, man, you're that one guy, that one ornery one that he busts the gates or he does something?
I got two or three of them. They tick me off every day.
I told you I had horses, you know, horse when I was younger, right. Which turned into horses.
We had a big bullfight this morning.
You did?
Yes, cotton picking bull. And they've been along good. And
he's wearing red, though. No, you're not.
They're not.
No.
They're colorblind.
Anyway, they are colorblind,
aren't they? It's more of the flamboyant, you know, waving the thing around.
We got done graining, they decided they wanted to redo their pecking order or something. Oh, that aggravates me. But anyway.
What time does everything get underway tomorrow night?
Friday night, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Gates open a couple hours before that at 5. Sunday is 3 o'clock in the afternoon for our performance. Gates open at 1. We're going to have church at 9:30 on Sunday morning. Kevin Jackson will be singing at Cowboy Church.
That's awesome.
But, you know, going back to the heat and everything else, it's really I guess this is where rodeo is taken from a lifestyle, right? Caring for livestock. It doesn't matter if it's 40 below or if it's 120. Job's got to get done.
Okay.
So that's kind of how we view the rodeo. I mean,
you do rodeos in 40 below?
No. Well, but
there's places that are in the building, and this being hot, it's not a big deal to bulls and horses, to be honest. But when you go from 40 below outside where they're being kept, and you ship them or truck them and put them in a building that's 75, now that's hard on an animal.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, just the severe temperature changes.
The stress?
Yeah, and then, I don't know if you call it stress, but just... You know, you're going from 40 below to 70 degrees in a building, and then they go and perform and buck for 8 seconds, and then you take them back to 40, you know, and there's not that. I mean, that's kind of a...
You know how to tell when it's hard on the animals?
Oh, yeah.
They don't eat.
And
when an animal doesn't eat, there's a problem.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. Or drink.
Exactly.
Or drink.
Bob, how'd you get started in this business?
Actually, my grandpa was a stock contractor, kind of like Jerry is, and then... kind of did helped out growing up, and then was given the opportunity. My mom's uncle was an announcer and couldn't do our hometown fair, county fair rodeo, and he was sick, so I filled in, and it was luck.
You're a natural?
I guess so, but...
How'd you feel you did that first gig?
I was nervous, but and the more I got to going, then I just got comfortable, and I mean, by the second performance, I was comfortable, and then... Then the big nerves came because then I had a few other stock contractors want to talk to me and hire me, and then I didn't know what. From there, I didn't know what the business was. But
how long you been doing this then?
It's been 2001.
I always have to remind myself because I hear this voice,
right,
and then I hear you on the radio on the commercial. That's still Bob.
Yeah,
That's pretty amazing how that works.
Yep.
There's a couple people that are like that. I don't think I'm one of them, but I still have that 18-year-old voice, you know. To me, when I hear it, I'm like,
And what's something you don't realize, you know, you think of a rodeo announcer, just the guy that stands up there with soft hands and has a microphone.
Soft hands. That was a dig.
But Bob's, he's the exact opposite, and that's what makes him so good at his job.
Oh,
no.
Nice save, right?
I'm serious. What do you think about a rodeo announcer? Anyway, Bob does it all. He team ropes. He helps me feed and grain, and anyway, I mean,
really think of
he
one
knows
maybe Larry Mahan.
He knows the facets of rodeo, and he doesn't just know them in his head. He actually physically does them, and that's what makes him such a great rodeo announcer.
Should I tell Tuff Hedeman he has soft hands now? I'm messing with you.
Golly,
we got a phone call.
I
got to
be careful what I say, Paul. You just twist my words around.
I have met Tuff Hedeman. He's a cool dude too. All right, hang on. We got a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Or you were. All right, call back if you need to. We want to finish the thought here, so I realize how important
I'm telling you, that's what makes Bob such a great rodeo announcer, is he knows all facets, and he actually follows through and does them.
Okay. And have you ridden in the events before?
No, never did rough stock, but like...
He bulldogged.
You call it rough stock?
Yeah, like bulls and horses. You know, but I kind of learned early on what being in that stock contractor family, it's a lot better to flank them and watch people get bucked off. And my grandpa was kind of the guy that he liked the big buck offs. I mean, every picture you go back and see, I mean, there's people flying through the air, and he got a kick out of that.
When Brian wasn't here and I was kind of pivoting a little bit, I felt like a cutting horse, you know?
Right.
could tell you was confused.
Yeah. Trying to round something up. Well, you get into a certain rhythm with this, and –
Right.
You're used to guests.
You're like one of them bucking horses that are coming down the alley, and you say, let him in. No, 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 let him by.
Oh, I've seen that.
Poor bucking horse is confused. I thought I was supposed to go in. No, I'm supposed to go by. Well, that was you this morning.
No, thanks, man.
Answer your phone call, Paulie. Hurry up.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey,
hello.
It's Donna from Kingman.
Hey, yeah.
How do you know? Just by her voice?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I was just going to tell Paul not to get on any of those horses.
Me? Why?
It kind of messed that nice hair of yours up.
Kind of does what?
Mess your hair up.
Well, there is that.
Nice hair of yours up.
There is that. I'm going to mess my hair up.
It wouldn't hurt mine, Donna. I don't have none.
I used to have a big, the rim would go like this and come over like a bull riding hat. But you can shape those things, can't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, do whatever you want.
Donna, do you ride up there? Do you have horses or do you have friends with horses?
A couple of horses above me, but I don't know the people.
Right. Are you a big rodeo fan?
No, I guess I'm a little skittish of seeing men maybe being kicked off, but I do like horses.
That's kind of the best part, though, is like a car wreck.
Yeah.
When they get bucked off.
Like
you watch
NASCAR
for the car wrecks, you watch rodeos for the buck offs.
Yeah.
I know. I guess I'm a sissy or something.
Sonny would come in here and thump me. You know that, right?
Yeah. But there's... I'm not going to tell your friends to run their fingers through your hair. Because I'm not there to see how it feels, baby.
I'm not going
to
let them run their fingers through... No, I'm not either. We're friends. We ain't that close of friends, though.
I know.
Ain't going to happen.
Well, have a good day, you guys.
All right, thanks. I don't know where that came from.
She wants to run her fingers through your hair.
Donna, you know, I probably shouldn't even.
That's
tell
why
the story.
You recognize her. That's how you know her. She runs her fingers through your hair.
She's a regular. No, she doesn't.
No.
In fact, I know she doesn't because Donna's very traditional. If you bought Donna jewelry, like expensive jewelry, she might refuse it.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Like, we're not at that, you know.
How do you know all this, Paulie?
She told me.
Okay.
Because she has a, anyway.
All right.
She has a relationship that, you know, people get advice and they ask me for advice because I've been through so many relationships. It's like, I have horrible relationships, but I give good advice.
Is this Dr. Laura?
Yes.
Did we get on that?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now go do the right thing.
That's awesome. Now go do the right thing. Yeah, right. All right.
I can't believe this. We're supposed to be talking about rodeo.
We are. You know, you got guys.
Giving relationship advice. Well, exactly.
My goodness, but maybe you should because you got guys that are out on the road for a while, right?
Yeah.
And they got families back home and they're trying to, you know, they're trying to earn a draw, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
So, I mean, How many participants do you guys have between the men and the women?
It's going to be over 325 this weekend. So,
and each of them can qualify for the big one at the end of the year, the NFR.
Yeah, every dollar they win here counts towards it.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's like a purse accumulation then?
Yeah, of all year of the season of the rodeo from October 1st until September 29th, or how many days in 30, September?
Yep.
30 days in September.
And that's who was invited to the White House?
Well, the world champions. Stetson Wright and all. Yep. All the guys that were the world champion last year.
So, you know, speaking of Stetson, you guys want to get the sponsors' names out there?
Yeah, we've got, I'll say our gold buckle sponsors. You know, we mentioned Johnny's Auction. He's our title sponsor. Fourth year that he's been our title sponsor. Anderson Auto and Power Sports Group, they're going to bring us our replay screen. So we've got the video board up that Jerry was talking about, show you the replays throughout the course of the deal. Angels Landscaping, Big O Tires, Concord General Contracting, Coors and Canyon Distributing, they're our official beer sponsor. Yeah. Leo Biasucci, he's a big supporter of us, and Star Nursery and Wrangler. And then Pat Byrne Construction is going to present our Military and First Responders Appreciation Night opening. So
I still don't think he's looking at a list.
No, I haven't.
It's crazy.
This rodeo is a little different. I mean, I try to do this for all my rodeos, you know all the backstory. But when Jerry and I are kind of the ones in charge, you learn and you forge those partnerships. And, you know, a big thank you to all of our sponsors. I mean, we've got a big list, and if you come out to the rodeo, you'll learn about them. And if you ever want to be on that sponsor flag presentation, I think it's a great way to advertise your business.
And see, this is, I don't know if I shared this with you, Paulie, before, but when we come up with this inception, we were at the NFR when it moved to Texas. Well, I mean, I know what my bank account is, but, and I wanted to put this rodeo on in Lake Havasu.
When did it move to Texas?
COVID.
Well, the COVID year.
Oh,
we had it
it's
one
back
year
in Vegas, though, right?
Yeah, back in Vegas.
I remember when they were talking about permanently moving it to Oklahoma.
So anyway, I'm just old-fashioned, and I don't want to come to a rodeo or a town and then, you know, first year and something brand new and not knowing if it'll work financially and stuff. So I brought Bob and his bride in to see if they wanted to be partners so they could share in some of the loss. And then I brought my other friend Brad and Jamie Bays in to, if they wanted to share in some of the loss.
Wow.
Well, guess what?
What a friend.
Yeah. But guess what? We didn't lose.
Right.
Yeah, the first year we profited $3,000. We had to split that three ways. We each made $1,000, but that's not bad. We didn't lose. Paul,
the rodeo version of Land Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Come
exactly.
full circle here.
Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, we all got some skin in the game now, but anyways, but it's, like I say, that's how it started, and I don't want to leave town not being able to pay my bills, so I had to bring some partners in on it, and now it's rolling and going.
So if you're in Bullhead, you're in Kingman, it's at the Sarah Park Rodeo Grounds here,
beautiful
Lake Havasu
facility.
City, just roll right through Havasu all the way to the south side.
Turn left at the big semi truck with all the banners on it and the American flag on it, and turn right.
Go past Bash's and from there, just go to the rodeo grounds. Beautiful facility. And it should be cool by what time? 7?
7 o'clock on the night performances. And Sunday it'll be a little warm, but it's supposed to be overcast. So
Sunday's supposed to be a little cool down.
We're cooling down Sunday. So if you want those tickets, the best place to get them is online. Just so you skip the wait, but it's HavasuStampede.com. We do have to tell everybody that's the only place that you can buy those online tickets there. If you go to Ticketmaster or anything else, it's a scam.
Why is
really? I don't know why ticket scammers are out there, but
I don't know.
We have so many people every year that get scammed. Our tickets, if you buy them online, it's $15 for Friday and Sunday, $20 for Saturday.
Okay.
It is more at the gate just because we're trying to we give that discount online. So at the gate, it's $20 for Friday and Sunday. It's $25 for Saturday.
Why do they have to ruin everything?
But, boy, they
the scammers
do, too.
I don't know.
Yeah, I went
and then there's some that I think are legit, but then they up the price and try to advertise it somewhere else.
Because I saw Kane Brown. And I had tickets to Kane Brown, and I went, well, I wonder how much these are worth, right? And then five different sites there, five different prices.
It's
crazy.
Yeah. I've seen them, and there's no way to go take them down, but, I mean, I've seen them on Ticketmaster for our rodeo for $63. We're not charging $63.
It just does not make it. You know, they should have legislation against that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's just not right.
Yeah.
Because you're not small time, but you're just trying to earn a buck, and people don't. You don't want people to think your rodeo is that expensive.
Right.
Well, and part of our deal is we want to make it affordable for the whole family.
I mean,
that's something in our nature. Yeah, you know, I mean, we could probably charge $60 a ticket, but that would not be affordable for the whole family. So
there's another PRCA event that's coming up in April for the Kingsmen.
For
you guys part of that?
Yep.
I figured
you were. We put that rodeo on, and that's been a long-standing rodeo forever. And they're a big sponsor this year, the Kingsmen. They're our leaderboard sponsor.
Yeah,
so
Tim and those guys are good people.
Yeah,
absolutely. Anything else we missed? Or do you need relationship advice, Jerry?
Well, I'm trying to – I might set up a tent out there and put $5 – come in and sit down and talk to me or
be like
$5,
Lucy, huh?
What am I trying to say when you go in and you get
– consultation?
Counseling? No, counseling.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I've got a remote tomorrow so you can hear me on the air.
Cool.
Saturday, at the Shooter's Outpost. Used to be Sam Shooter's Emporium.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Doing a grand opening this weekend.
Cool.
Come out and meet me at 11. I'll be there at 11 to 1 on the air. Just talking about, you know, the store.
Oh,
what's new at the store and its grand opening. So
cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Beans.
You guys will be sleeping.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'll be rodeoing.
We'll see you at the rodeo. You can wait till you see our clown this year the little mini burros. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, little mini burros. It is funny.
Does he have a clown car?
When I laugh at a clown, Paulie, they're pretty funny.
I do a clown car. I'm not warmed up right now, but it's like a...
Terrible. You sound like
it's
a penguin.
Not a good one.
You sound
not
like a
one.
Penguin.
I told you I wasn't warmed
actually,
up.
Hey, that fits. He looks that like a penguin. The black hair on...
Wow. Just give me a tux, right? And I got a good center of gravity.
There you go.
All right. I'm going to get off the air because I'm taking too much abuse here. I still don't know what happened to Brian. If you see Brian out there, folks, have
I don't think
me.
You should invest in oil right now.
Yeah.
Brian would tell you that. I mean, that's not a smart
little
thing.
Little volatile.
You don't know if it's going up or down or sideways.
Or always.
Yeah.
Exploding. Woo. All right. I got to get out of here.
Perfect. HavasuStampede.com.
There you go.
And...
$15 tickets.
$15, $20, $25.
Right.
Hey, and you know what? 250 years, the Cowboys are coming. The Cowboys are coming.
Nice.
There we go. Wait till you see our opening. And I'll be starring in one of them. Myself.
Oh, boy. As long as it's not on video.
He's got hair. You can run your fingers through.
No. All right. I got to go.
Yeah, you better, Paul.
See you on the other side.
Hurry up.
Hopefully. All right, we're going to take it up to Hannity at the top of the hour after news and a short break.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.